Hi folks, welcome to another episode or podcast, if we like, from Ambassadors of Science. So we are basically like a STEM company. So we are sort of educators, sort of teachers, and we've done all sorts of jobs. There's a few of us who do different things, mostly in schools around the Northeast. So we're based kind of like near Newcastle, but obviously we cover places like Sunderland and Darlington and Gateshead and Hexham and literally anywhere, probably from North Yorkshire up to the Scottish borders. We're doing an awful lot of work in Scotland as well, and that may well be where our business ends up being based potentially. So we do loads and loads of fun, different kinds of activities that kids aren't used to doing in a school day, in the school activities that we provide for the primary science workshops and STEM workshops and STEAM as well, if we're going to use art as well, over the Northeast. But we also kind of do lots of other things as well. So doing more like science events and science, like an adult science night, but it's just about picking venues and trying stuff out at the moment. And then just expanding our holiday programme really. Want to put on like a mini summer school, both in England and the Scottish school holidays. So obviously Scotland breaks up kind of like the back end of June. So we've got sort of 2 or 3 weeks head start on England, so we're trying to sort of factor that in and finding premises and different activities and stuff like that. But we found that this works really well on the borders, and you know, all the way into different premises in Glasgow and Edinburgh as well. So that's going really well. So I want to talk to you today about working with others, kind of like building relationships and why that's important, why networking's important, why support's important. It's all been said before probably, but it's always worth having a bit of a reminder. So it doesn't matter what industry you're working in. Like, I've worked in a pharmaceutical industry, and then I've worked in obviously a teaching industry as well, before setting up on my own, and then obviously expanding to then take on the skills of others as well. But everything you can possibly imagine is worthwhile. Even every sort of you know, every day, like there's something on Facebook or somebody's contacting me to tell me about a new networking sort of situation, and there's just so many around. And I think it's just not going to all of them, but just finding the one that fits best for you. You know, there's people doing lunches, people doing breakfasts, and I think if you're working on your own, or you're a sole trader, you're an entrepreneur of some description, limited company, whatever it is, time is so precious. Like, I don't, you know, there's so many things I have to do, and becoming better at sort of saying, right, I'm going to do this for 2 hours, then I'm going to have a break and I'm going to do something else, and kind of making time to look after yourself as well. But I think just maybe finding the right one. There's a really good article I read, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and this woman was just kind of saying, you know, she doesn't like all of these things. You know, sometimes it's a bit weird kind of going in somewhere and not really knowing anybody, and suddenly you're told to network and just chat to people, and it's just kind of a bit odd because you don't necessarily think you've got things in common with them, but it's not so much about that. It's more about learning different things, I think, as well. Like, for example, I went to an export event, and I think sometimes, like my mum especially, when I sign up for all these things to learn new things all the time, she kind of doesn't, I don't think she really thinks much of it, for example. And I think other people I know in business a bit blasé about it. But I actually met a great bloke at one of these events, and he was doing something similar to myself but in a different way, and it was to do with export, it's to do with working overseas, and he gave me lots of really good ideas or just things that he was thinking about. But we kind of, you know, had a thing where we sort of bounced ideas off each other. We weren't doing the exact same thing, but we were working in the same kind of area of education, and he was really useful. And in that conversation and that meeting with him has stayed with me every day for the last 4 months, because I know that I've got to get on with what I need to do from that point there. But obviously you're still trying to do everything else, aren't you? You're still trying to make enough money, still trying to get new contacts and build relationships with people. But that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, building these relationships with fellow business owners. Even if someone's an engineer and you're an accountant and then somebody else is a solicitor, you're not necessarily going to have the same kind of customers, but you might have the same ethos in terms of building your website or getting in touch with people, or you might just need the services of that person one day. It kind of annoys me a little bit when we go to these meetings and everyone's dishing out a business card, and that's great and everything, but I think generally speaking they're going to go in the bin, because until you need that service, and you know, that's why I think Facebook and Twitter and all these things are useful. But there's also the other point, I think, there, that there's that much information that you're not always going to see it as well. So it's kind of a bit hit and miss. But that's why I think going to these events is useful as well. And I'd say just kind of try and find the best one for you in your area with people you know. You know, some you're going to go and you're just not going to like it. For some people, it works better to go for a breakfast meeting and actually just obviously have breakfast, because that saves you time obviously doing it yourself. But also just meet people in the morning and it's kind of more informal. And then you've got the rest of your day to yourself just to get on with what needs doing. And like I say, you know, we're so time dependent and we've got very little control over the amount of time we need. And in terms of trying to balance like 20 different jobs, often if you're a sole trader on your own, like I am for most of the time. But I think that would be my best advice in terms of that. And also, I think whatever you're doing, I mean, for me, in any job I've ever had, it's always been about, when I was an account manager for a pharmaceutical company, it was about building relationships with my customer, you know, getting back to them on time, being time efficient, and going over and above what they wanted me to do. So the same is true of your customers now, whoever they happen to be. But it's about building relationships with other companies and other people, because they can help you more than you can possibly realise. Other traders that I meet at fairs, you know, I'm in constant contact with them. They're always giving me ideas or helping me out with stuff, or, you know, oh, I know somebody who might want what you've got, so why don't you give them a call? And it's all that sort of thing. And I think that just happens over time. And you know, if you can use someone's services and skills that are in another geographic location, you're not going to be taking customers from each other, then I think that's great as well. You know, like I potentially might be working with another another sort of educating sort of professional over the summer. We want to put on like a joint summer school, hopefully. And it's just a case of there's two of us, we're both on the same wavelength. We're both doing different kinds of things, but we can both sort of learn from each other as well. And, you know, it's just about having the same mentality and mindset going forward. And it's, you know, you can achieve more with each other. Nobody got anywhere by, you know, doing it by themselves. You know, you've got to sort of support one another and you know, help each other out if possible. Because I think if you're not doing that, or you're like, oh, I'm just going to work on my own forever and I'm just going to do this and keep everything here, you know, you've got to evolve and you've got to sort of work with each other where possible. But obviously, you safeguard your own business, your own ideas, and you don't say too much, obviously. And it's just about that, really. So like I say, you just build those relationships with other businesses, other people in the same business directly as yourself. You know, reach out to people, just kind of send someone a message and just say, oh, do you fancy chatting about such a thing? Someone did that with me and I was like, yeah, please. You know, it's a lonely business working on your own or by yourself, and they're long days and there's so much going on that sometimes you need that, and it can be a real lifeline and a bit of relief. I know it was for me when I met up with someone a couple of weeks ago, and it was great just to talk about the same stuff and just, you know, just air some of our views and opinions. You know, you'd be surprised what you've got in common with people. So yeah, so get out there, meet people, go network, go for lunches, go for breakfasts, and just see which works for you and which one you want to carry on with, I'd say. So yeah, it's I think in terms of success and doing well in business and personally as well, it's this kind of thing. Just build these relationships up and we can, you know, you'll be surprised how much that does for you. So it's about support and it's about networking as well, isn't it? So whatever you're doing at the moment, you know, if it's working for you or you need to have some extra kind of input into that, maybe research it and look at your local area, look at local business network support groups and see how that can help you. Maybe keep a diary or just kind of keep a log of your own thoughts in a day book. Like I have a day book that I use mostly for like my mileage or what I've done that day. You know, if I've been to see a customer, if I've sent emails, that kind of thing. So that's something that people want to do. So just think about how you can improve on that. So keep a manual log of what you're actually doing, and it's just one of those things here, isn't it? Anyway, I hope that's been all right for today. I don't know if it's too rambly or a bit too long, but it's just to recap some of the stuff that we already know, things that we want to know about support, about networking. Just give yourself a heads up and just kind of keep doing what you're doing if it's working. And if not, maybe take a you know, a little bit of time off. Like today I had some really nice fish and chips, went for a walk on the beach, and it was just nice just to take time out for myself just for a couple of hours. And you just find that you're just that much more capable of doing more work later that day, or it's about giving yourself the time. I know I'm really guilty of not looking after myself most of the time. But anyway, hope you've got this Friday evening. Take care. Until next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.